Thanks for calling customer service. This is Nancy. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Susan Park. And on, let me see what date it was. I was charged on April 21, 1589 for one of the surveys that I did, which until now I haven't received any merchandise at all. So I need to put this as a, you know, I don't know what this is, but maybe it's a scam or something. So, you know, I need to for you to, you know, put the money back in my account.
Okay, man, just give me one moment.
Hello? Hello?
Man, I'm still here. Just give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, man, can I have your zip code?
90006.
206.
Yes.
Okay, man, you sure is it 306?
What was that again?
You only said 20, so that's not a zip code.
It's 90006.
Your first and last name?
Susan Park.
Okay, man, do you have the account under another name besides Susan?
No, that's what I wrote, Susan Park. Well, the card name probably is on the poor part. It was posted on April
21st, 2022. Okay, I have a Susan, but the last name is not showing up.
Well, it's Susan Park Chang, maybe.
Your last name is spelled P-A-R-K?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, I don't see a Susan Park. I have a Jennifer Park.
No.
A James Park. And I have
Paul
a
Park?
Huh?
You have a Paul Park?
Who?
Paul. P-A-U-L.
No, man, but I can type that in and see. Okay, here we go. Okay, ma'am, you already called in about this account. The account is actually X'd out, so there's nothing. Can you verify your address for me before I go into detail?
1134 South Oxford Avenue, O-S-F-O-R-D Avenue.
Okay, this is the wrong pile, because this is a different address.
No, that's the name that appears here on my statement. The card member name is Paul Park. And it was charged $59.89.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the result. More trends.
I have a my young part.
No.
Okay. Well, ma'am, just give me one moment. Okay, can you verify the address for me one more time?
What's that?
Can you verify the address for me?
1134 South Oxford Avenue.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Los Angeles.
I have you pulled up. And you purchased a Dyson vacuum?
Well, that's what they were telling me for $5, but they charged
That was
me
just for the
$59.89.
that was the $5 just for the shipping and handling. The $59.89 is for the monthly subscription.
So I don't want no subscription. So can you cancel it? I haven't received anything at all.
Okay, man, I do apologize about that. But as a courtesy, I can offer you a $20 monthly rate just to stay with the plan and try it out.
No, no, thank you, because I did already purchase the Dyson vacuum.
Okay, man, I can do a 35% refund.
No, I want the whole refund because it was a survey, and they're offering me for $5 shipping. So the $50 wasn't mentioned at all, and not on the installment payment either. So this is not right way of approaching people. So I want you to refund all my money back, $59.89.
Okay, man, just give me one moment. Okay, man, I spoke to my supervisor, and my supervisor offered me to offer you a 50% refund.
No, I don't want anything. So just, can you just cancel it?
Okay, man, just give me one more place on a brief hold. Okay, man, I do have the account canceled, and I also had a refund issued back to you. It would take 3 to 5 business days to receive, and I also have a confirmation number for you. Would you like to write that down?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, C as in cat.
C as in cat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
920-920-608-791-791. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, do you have my email for the confirmation too?
No, ma'am. We don't send confirmation to emails. We don't.
You don't?
No, ma'am. We don't call them out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Come see. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.